When American troops are wounded in combat, they often make their way home in stages. The most critical are evacuated to Germany. There, they undergo surgery and are stabilized for the flight to the U.S. Patients then arrive at one of three bases that serve as hub terminals for their trip home. One of those is Scott Air Force Base in southern Illinois. It's home to a squadron that oversees more than half the medical evacuations out of Iraq and Afghanistan. Kevin Lavery of member station KWMU visited the base and has this profile of a team that gives physical and emotional comfort to the wounded.
Bill Pollard remembers the day the prisoners came home. It was February 1973 when a C-141 cargo plane nicknamed the Hanoi Taxi brought home the first wave of POWs captured in Vietnam. Many had been injured in combat, in captivity, or both.
Request delivery, Texan 1-8, class a request to you, out this, ready to copy.
3 decades later, Master Sergeant Pollard has just landed in the Hanoi Taxi, carrying home a new generation of soldiers who bear the scars of battle. For him, these missions are bittersweet.
Sweet being that if we get to bring them home. The bitter side of the house is we go down to where we have to go, and with the danger, of course, and again, we're only there for a little bit, it's nothing compared, absolutely nothing compared to what those folks are going through.
Each month, members of the 375th Aeromedical Evacuation Squadron at Scott Air Force Base near St. Louis transport and treat as many as 200 patients wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan.
These straps.
Today, medics are transferring 8 patients from the C-141 to a C-130, which will ferry them to their home bases and anxious families. 5 are on stretchers secured to metal rails. The team unhooks them quickly, but with measured care. The team leader gives commands executed in unison.
Okay, ready to lift? Lift.
Patient safety isn't just critical on the ground. Air travel has its own hazards, especially for those on oxygen. Flight nurse Major David Rodberg says even subtle changes in pressure can be harmful.
When somebody's on oxygen in flight, we go to our checklist to make sure that they are getting the proper oxygenation they need at altitude versus on the ground. There's a lot of stresses of flight that we have to be aware of for these patients, and when they're in the air, it affects them drastically.
Most patients flying into Scott don't transfer from one plane to another in a matter of minutes. They typically spend 12 to 36 hours on the ground while they wait for the next plane to land or the next bed to be vacated at their final stop. In a quiet office away from the flight line, Mark Mahar navigates a worldwide database that tells him how many patients need care, where they are, and what modes of transportation are online to get them home. Mahar is the deputy director of the Global Patient Movement Requirement Center, which interfaces with combat support hospitals in the field, today's modern version of TV's MASH.
The people that we have deployed over there are looking at the same thing I'm looking at here. If we know that we're getting some people with some serious injuries and need a critical care air transport team en route, then it gives us more time to actually get those assets ready.
Since 9/11, Scott's Aeromedical Staging Facility has treated some 7,000 patients. Captain Jason Nafs says the regimentation that defines the military gives way to more personalized care here.
Everybody is different. Some people want to get out there and meet other people. Others rather just kind of stay in their rooms, and that's what we have to kind of look for. If they're staying in their rooms, hiding, so to speak, we have to go in there and talk with them and reach out to them and go from there.
Master Sergeant Sherry Tarun echoes that sentiment. She sees her team as an emotional bridge between the insular world her patients knew in combat and the potentially overwhelming one they're returning to.
We're getting them ready to go back into the society and communicate, and there'll be a lot of people asking them questions, so we hold a lot in their lives to be able to get them to readjust, and they appreciate their little time here.
For every flight that leaves Scott Air Force Base with homebound patients, 3 to 4 more come in each week. But it's the unpredictable ebb and flow of battles thousands of miles from here and the seriousness of the wounds that dictate how many troops arrive into the hands of the 375th. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.